Hello, loser. It's a Friday night or Saturday morning, and you're here listening to an audio made by some girl you've never met, never will meet, and touching your little penis. What's new? Don't you already touch it every day? Several times a day? You know how most men have girlfriends or wives? Women who want to get them off and please them. You're not a man, are you? You're like a little boy, constantly wanking, wrapping your fist. Is it a fist or two fingers and a thumb? Around that little dicklet of yours, day in and day out. Well, come on, wanker. Let's do this. Get it out and start stroking. That's if you weren't already doing that. I mean, it's probably the best, that you're not out tonight. I mean, can you imagine you out there in a bar or a club leering at some real life girl like a total fucking weirdo? Or even worse, trying to talk to her. Would you even be able to talk to her? Can you talk to girls? Really? You look like a wimp to me. Anyways, I mean, how creepy would that be? You make everyone's skin crawl just by being there. And everyone would be grossed out, even though they'd be too polite to say it out loud. Be pretty fucking awful. I can't actually imagine anyone being interested in talking to you, let alone go home with you. Unless she was like really, and I mean really, really drunk or on drugs or something, and that would be like rape, right? You know you'd be preying on her, and the next morning she'd take one look at you and go straight to the fucking police. Although, okay, hypothetically, let's give that a shot. What would you do? You're in a strange girl's bedroom, or you've brought her back to yours. You don't still live with your parents, do you? Anyways, would you even know what to do? Come on, let's be honest, dear. Would you know what to do with that little pee-pee of yours? Would you be able to get it up? Really? And would you know where to put it? Or what to do, even? How to move, or how to not come in like 5 seconds flat. Sorry. So, has a girl ever touched you? I mean, sexually. Really? Okay. Let's be honest. You and I know there's absolutely no fucking way you'd be able to please a girl in bed. Or out of bed. You should be grateful. Oh, no, not to me. I do this for charity, out of pity for worthless losers like you. I know audios like this are the only female interaction you get, and ever will get. It's my good deed, and you're my charity case. I don't need your thanks. Laughs I get from my girlfriends when I tell them about you. That's payment enough. I don't want to seem harsh or mean. It's not like we do it just for laughs. We actually do sympathize and pity unfortunate boys like you. But you have to understand that none of us would ever want to be with you. You do understand, right? It's just simple biology. You don't stand a fucking chance. Anyways, as I was saying, you should be grateful to your hand. Or should I call it your hand pussy? You should be thankful that it's stuck by you and it's loved you and brought you so much pleasure. Probably the only sexual pleasure you'll ever have. Unless you're more pathetic than we all thought, and you actually bought one of those loser toys or something. You know those rubber latex, whatever, loser pussies? Oh God, you don't actually have one, do you? You do seem like their target market. Anyways, thank your hand. Come on, give it a kiss. Give your lover a kiss. That's it. Thank you, hand, for being the love of my life. How sweet and pathetic. Does just listening to a strange girl's voice really get you off? Are you really so deprived and lacking in options that this is what turns you on? How sad. And it's not like you want me to say something normal. You don't want to hear me come or pretend to be interested in you or even like you. You actually get off by me tearing you down and humiliating you. Yeah, I point out your flaws and your faults and explain to you why you will always be alone, pathetic, and worthless. What a freak. I mean, seriously, you're fucking weird. Keep stroking for me, loser. You haven't come already, have you? Well, hurry up. I'll even allow you to imagine me if you like. Doesn't matter what I actually look like, since I'd never let you meet me in person. Just imagine what you like. Big tits, small tits, long, short, medium hair, blonde, brunette, redhead, whatever. Whatever gets you off. Oh, I know. Why don't you imagine all the girls you've lusted after, all those little crushes you've had, but could never get because of who you are. You know they were grossed out, right? They could feel your eyes on them. Disgusting little pervert. Made them feel pretty uncomfortable. Do they even acknowledge your pathetic little infatuation? Because they knew. Were they at least nice to you in their rejection? Did they let you down gently before going on to laugh about it with their friends? Or were they honest and brutal? Because think about how perfect they are. And now just think about how utterly disgusting and worthless you are. What in the world made you think you had a chance? I mean, seriously. Other than, your complete inability to talk, they were way, and I mean way out of your league. Don't you understand that? What were you thinking? All right. I want you to say out their names and apologize to them for making them feel uncomfortable. Come on. Say the name of the last three girls you thought you had a chance with or fantasized about in that disgusting, perverted little head of yours, and say, I'm sorry for having made you uncomfortable. I know that I'm a pathetic little loser, and I would never stand a chance with a goddess like you. You deserve a real man in your life. Come on, say it. Louder. I'm sorry for having made you uncomfortable. I know that I'm a pathetic little loser, and I would never stand a chance with a goddess like you. You deserve a real man in your life. Good boy. Now that's gonna be your mantra when you find yourself attracted to a real girl. This will help you accept your place in life. Oh, are you almost there yet? I really do have better things I could be doing. Like real men I could be doing. Let me count you down, okay? And come when I get to one. Right. 10. 9. 8, 7. Come on, loser. I don't have all day here. I mean, I'm happy to help you out like this, but charity does have its limits, you know. 6. 5. That's it. Come on, speed it up. Hand strokes at a fast pace for me. 4. 3. 2. 1. Come yet? Well, I don't really care either way. I'm almost done here. So if you have managed to squeeze a disgusting mess out, do wipe it up with some toilet paper and scrunch it up and throw it down the toilet and flush it away. That's probably the best place for your worthless seed. I mean, can you imagine passing it on to a girl and then also passing on your disgusting genetics? No, let's not. It's too unthinkable. Have you flushed it? Okay, good. Now, I'm gonna do the rest of the world a favor. So, if you ever start to get ideas above your station, start to think that maybe you should pursue sex with a real girl, do come back and listen to this audio. You can touch yourself, get your sexual release, and then get on with your worthless life, whatever it is you do, without bothering the rest of us. Understood? Okay. Okay. Bye, loser.